So you're the one who's been sent to kill me. Of course I've been expecting you. Of course. I could feel it in the Force. And I'm not an idiot. I knew that the Council would send someone. That they would send their best. And you are apparently what the best is. Well, I can't say that I'm impressed. Okay, that's a lie. I'm slightly impressed. I mean, not really impressed, but I mean, damn. You are quite the looker. I mean, for a Jedi. I mean, not even for a Jedi. You're just, like, ridiculously attractive. Just amazing. I mean, wow. I've been watching you on the cameras, and, no, I haven't been watching you like a creeper, because I am a Sith, and we are not creepers. I mean, well, actually, Darth Vader is a bit of a... I mean, no, not a creeper. I'm a Sith, and I'm totally not going to offer you a cup of tea, because you're a Jedi, and you're here to kill me, and that would just be really impolite to not offer you a cup of tea. Would you like a cup of tea? I would poison it, of course. I wouldn't. I mean, I don't poison tea. I mean... You've come to kill me! And... So what? I am a Sith. I am totally a Sith. I am. I'm a master. I am a master of the dark side. I am, totally. Dark side. Look. Dark side. I'm dressed in black. And I look good. You have to admit, I look good. I mean... The white robes and the light earthy tones that the Jedi's used to have me in didn't do me any favours, but black, I look amazing. Look at my ass in this. I'm wiggling my ass at you. But look, it does look good, doesn't it? I'm not trying to distract you, I'm just showing you my ass. You're gorgeous and I want you to say that I have a nice ass. No, I don't. I mean, you're a Jedi. I don't care what you think. Do you think it's a nice ass? You do? Yay. I mean, yay. I mean, would you like a cup of tea? You wouldn't. Okay. I have biscuits. What? No? No, I'm not trying to lure you to the dark side with biscuits. That's just, well, it wouldn't work. I mean, the only biscuits that they have, well, they're not biscuits, they're Oreos. I mean... And, I mean, no one's come to the dark side for the Oreos. They're just... No. I have actual biscuits. Why? Why would you think that I was trying to... I'm sorry, what? The Council told you what? Are you shitting me? Are you... Wow. 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 I... Wow, that's just... So you're telling me that the Council has been telling everyone that I came over to the dark side for the... For the biscuits? For the fucking biscuits? Those motherfuckers. I really want to force choke someone, but I won't because you're too pretty and I'm not... Yeah. I know what I need to do. I'm setting the Oreos on fire! Fire! Burn! 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 Oh, fire's so pretty! They're burning! They're burning! I mean, they're burning! Because I'm a Sith and... I mean, I'm sorry, what? I am not cute and I didn't come over to the dark side for the fucking Oreos. That is just... Wow. I mean, I know it was a rough breakup, but come on, that's just... A rough breakup. When we broke up? Oh, no, I did not flounce off. I mean, okay, I was slightly dramatic, but I think I had cause, because... Obviously. No, not for the biscuits. Look, can we just get this completely straight? I did not come to the dark side for the biscuits, because they don't have biscuits, they have Oreos.
No, Oreos are not biscuits! Do they teach you nothing? Wow.
Look. Oreos are Oreos, and they are not biscuits, and I did not join the dark side because they offered me biscuits. I joined the dark side because the council is full of cockwombles. It's an insult, okay? It's a very insulting insult. I am not too cute to be a Sith. You think I'm cute? You think I'm cute? No, I am not cute. I am scary because I am a Sith master and I just set Oreos on fire. I am not cute. Look. Let me just set the record straight. I did not leave for any biscuit-related reasons. I left because they didn't respect me. They did not respect me at all. What? Did I leave because they wouldn't make me a master? No. I was the youngest Jedi Master in history. I mean, didn't you see the plaque in the hall? They took down my plaque? Wow, that's just petty. That's just so petty. No, they made me a master. I was a great Jedi. I was as great a Jedi as my ass looks great in this outfit. Yeah, I was that good. You think my ass looks amazing? It does. And I was an amazing Jedi. And I was a master, and it was all good. And then I asked for one thing, just one tiny little thing. And they said no. They were mean. I mean, it's fine, I'm fine. What? No, I didn't want an apprentice. I had those, I had tons of them. But you know what? I'm beginning to think that they were just using me as a babysitter. Because they were all younglings and they were all dumb as shit. No, that wasn't it. I asked for just one tiny little thing. So I was the youngest Jedi Master. I wielded the Force with style, with grace, I was a little bit clumsy, yes. But I mean, wielding a lightsaber can be very challenging. But I got there eventually. And I just asked for one tiny little thing, and they said no. I asked for a corgi. A corgi. A corgi. Yes. A dog. Yes, a corgi. Why did I want a corgi? Really? Have you seen corgis? Corgis are majestic. They are beautiful. They are the most purest form of the Force. They are corgis. And I asked for one. And they said that I wasn't responsible enough. The cheek of them. I'm responsible enough to be the youngest Jedi Master in history. Can't believe they took my plaque down. I'm responsible enough to look after the younglings, but not responsible enough to have a corgi. Yes, I was slightly clumsy. Yes, I set a lot of stuff on fire, but that's because I'm a pyro. I'm not a pyro. I'm a Sith. I could be a pyro. I'm a pyro. But my corgi would have been loved. It would have been looked after. It would have been spoiled. Just fed biscuits and... But no. No, 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 no. No corgi for me. No corgi for honey. For honey. Me. Me, I'm honey. Shit. No, that's not my name. I am not honey. I... and Darth scary name that I can't remember. Shit. Fine, my name's Honey. Yes, I'm a Sith called Honey. Shut up. Look, all I wanted was a corgi, and they didn't give me one. But I was fine. I was coping. I was crying myself to sleep at night, but I was fine. Then one day, I was at the park training my apprentice, although I see now that they had me babysitting that bloody brat. And, well, you know, the Empire pulled up in a black cruiser. And I was all lightsaber out, ready to battle. And then he said, would you like a corgi? And I said, a corgi? And then he held up this corgi puppy.
just this most adorable, fluffy puppy. And then he also held up some candy and said, would you like some candy? And I said, what would I have to do to get the corgi and the candy? And he said, all you have to do is come to the dark side. We have cookies. And I said, what's a cookie? And he said, it's a biscuit. And I said, no, you don't have biscuits. You have Oreos, and Oreos aren't biscuits. And then he said, well, we have candy and corgis. And I said, and I just have to come over to the dark side and I get the corgi and the candy. And he said, yes. So I got in a cruiser, and then that's how I joined. So what? If someone offers you candy, don't get in the van. It wasn't a van, it was a cruiser. And it was a corgi and candy. A corgi. It was Portly. Look! This is Portly. He's my corgi. He's evil. I'm evil. I'm a Sith. He's my corgi. He's so cute. I mean, he's scary. Portly, sit. What? I am a Sith. I'm dressed in black. I am a Sith. I am. With a corgi. Look at him. Isn't he just the most precious thing you ever did see? And he's full of the Force. And full of biscuits. Yes, you are. And I am not giving up my corgi. So you're going to have to die. I don't care how sexy you are. I don't care that you're really... I mean, you are that... That is... I mean, is that like a Force illusion? I mean, that's all you. Really. Damn, that is just... But look, I'm not giving up Portly, so I'm going to have to kill you. Don't want to. I mean, at least have some tea before you... No, you don't want tea? You just want to die? What? You don't want to kill me? Would you like to come over to the dark side? Don't be so hasty. Don't be so hasty. Let me just turn around. Look at this ass. Look at this ass. Yeah? I mean, I'm not imagining it. There's a bit of chemistry between us, right? There's chemistry. You're feeling it. I know you do. Just admit it. Just admit it. There's no one else here. Just me and Portly. Just admit it. See? There's chemistry. And you don't want to kill me, do you? Do you want to make Portly cry? Because if I die, he will cry. He won't eat. He'll get skinny. Do you want to see a skinny crying corgi? No. And if you kill me... Not that you could. No, you couldn't. I mean, you couldn't. I'm really good. I was the youngest master... Just dropped my fucking lightsaber. But wait. Portly? Fetch! Fetch the light... There you go. Give me the lightsaber. Portly, give it to me. Fine. Here's a biscuit. Here's a good dog. You're the best dog. I can handle myself. But I don't particularly want to kill you. Because there's chemistry. So you could come over to the dark side. We have biscuits and Portly and me. And... I mean... Are you tempted? Did I mention there is tea? A lot of tea? I mean, I have a tea fortress. It's just full of tea. And I mean, it's very private. Just, you know, you, me, Portly. But Portly wouldn't be in the room because he's innocent. And I mean, come to the dark side. We have honey. I'm sorry, what? Did you just say yes? You said yes. So you're are you serious? Really? Well, yes, my ass does look amazing, and yes, the biscuits are all homemade. So you're coming to the dark side? Really? Wow. I mean, wow. So welcome to the dark side. I'm honey. And what? I guess you could be my apprentice, or you know, we could switch. I mean, I'm not blushing.
I am not adorable. I am slightly adorable. I mean, I am the most adorable Sif. I've been voted the cutest Sif in Sif Monthly. I mean, no, I haven't. Totally have. I mean, I don't have a plaque. I can't believe they took down my plaque. That was so petty. But would you like to pet Portly? He's really... Oh, look! He's rolling over. He likes you. He wants you to give him a belly rub. Yes, the ship did shake when he rolled over. I might have spoiled him a bit too much with the biscuits, but... You know, he's a corgi. Could you say no to that corgi? So, welcome to the dark side. I get to give you the tour, and I get to see you in black. Something really form-fitting and black. And oh, I am having some really Sif-like thoughts. Just... Oh, you're sensing that. Of course you are. I mean, oh, that's going to be good. So, we should have tea and biscuits and we can... Yay! It's a date! I mean, it's a date. Come to the dark side. We have honey and you can have me. I mean, you can have me. So, welcome to the dark side. The Emperor's gonna be so proud of me. Just so proud. This is awesome. Suck it, Jedi Council. You're a bunch of cockwombles. Yay.